stations. Here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Claire Hannis is from Honolulu and spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about the problems with immigration when it comes to family breakup and detention. And the story comes your way in 3, 2, 1. There are a lot of problems with the immigration system, and several of them affect the family.
Absolutely. In the years of practice I've had in Honolulu, I've seen countless families torn apart by a broken immigration system. A situation in where parents are deported, children are left behind, children are forced to leave the country that they were born and raised in and go back into circumstances that are not very healthy for them. And this needs to stop. The social cost that we will be paying for many years to come because of the breakdown in the system and the breakup of families is not only a high price to pay for those families, but it's going to impact all of us. I've seen in many cases families that were very self-sufficient have to then rely on public services when a parent gets deported. I've seen children who were stable and doing well at school end up dropping out because they need to work to support their families after a parent gets deported. That's not good for those families. That's not good for our communities.
Claire Hannish, this is Christopher Michael reporting.